This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan is with us, and if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, I just need like 2 minutes very quickly. December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor. Their code word was Torah, Torah, Torah. That means lightning attack. Well, here we go. So, in the United States Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there are three representatives who want to steal your wealth. They want to tax you $10 per firearm per year. So if you have 10 guns, whether it be rifle, pistol, shotgun, count them up. If there are 10 of them, that's 10 times $10 each year, $100 per year, $1,000 for 10 years. And if you don't, you will be a criminal. Okay? So who are these turkeys? Their names are Mary Louise Isaacson, and I'm going to give you her phone number. Representative Angel Cruz of Philadelphia. Representative Mary Jo Daly of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. So here are their phone numbers. For Mary Louise Isaacson, 215-503-3245. 215-503-3245. Angel Cruz, 215-291-5643. 215-291-5643. And Mary Jo Daly, 610-832-1679. 610-832-1679. These turkeys, posing as alleged representatives, want to tax you. They want you to register your guns, and if you don't, you will be a criminal. If you handle a gun in Pennsylvania that has not been registered, you will be a criminal. You need to call these people and tell them whatever you think. Now. Because it's going to spread like wildfire. Even if you are not in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, this will affect you. This is a call to action. I'm not kidding. And now that the website's up, I can now post their names and addresses and phone numbers and the article that says that they want you to register your guns. Number one is register them. Number two is steal them from you. They tried it in Missouri, and we whipped them because we gave out their phone numbers and you called. It's time to do it again. Teach them another lesson. Captain John Reagan?
Well, it's not often that I shock myself with writing my own article, but that happened this morning. And I have this posted on the financialstateoftheunion.com. It's called Equal Pay Now, Part 1. And I think it was kind of a coincidence that at the top of the hour news, it talked about how President Trump is donating his salary, and that kind of just dovetails into what I'm talking about with this equal pay now. Because after all, what can be fairer than equal pay? Isn't that what everybody's clamoring for. So I think it's fair we look at what does equal pay look like, talk a little bit about how this can easily be done with a simplified tax code, and even get into what can be done until laws are changed. And I know we've talked a lot about what's happened since the downturn in 2008. And, you know, a lot of people out there are hurting. And, you know, especially on the Democrat side, we're seeing a lot of, you know, campaigning going on already, you know, thoughts about what's good. So until Congress passes legislation to create a Department of Fairness, there's actually quite a bit that we can do to achieve equal pay. Well, first off, what would equal pay look like? Well, that information gets reported to the government, and the Social Security Administration produces an annual report with these wage statistics. The most recent report is for 2017, and the numbers I'm using today come from that report. The 2018 report is due in October, and I've provided a link where you can take a look at that report for yourself. Bottom line, we had 165,438,239 workers making an average of $48,251.57. That works out to roughly $4,020 per month, or $928 per week. And, of course, that's before taxes, Social Security, and Medicare deductions. One of the things it provides is how this breaks out by range, and they were nice enough to tell us exactly what percent of workers make less than this average amount, which happens to be 67.4%, which is just a little over two-thirds. So how do we get people making more money? Of course, getting jobs with higher pay is a way. So what I did is I pulled an article that I had that shows the 25 highest-paying jobs in America. And there's a link to that article as well. And in this article, it says how many job openings are available for these 25 highest paying jobs. And it turns out when you add all that together, it's less than 60,000. So for the 165 million that's not in these, means there's a problem trying to get people into that higher category. So it seems like the only fair thing to do is have every worker earn $48,251.57. And since everybody would make the same amount of pay, this would simplify taxes. Rather than multiple deductions for your income taxes, Social Security, and Medicare, why don't we just make it one deduction to pay for all levels of government? That way, yeah, you don't have to do multiple filings. You wouldn't have to worry about sales tax or property tax, any of that stuff. So what would that take? And for this, went over to the U.S. debt clock and see that government spending for federal, state, and local is currently running a bit over $7 trillion. And for the discussion purposes today, I just, you know, rounded that at $7 trillion divided by the number of workers. That works out to $42,311.86 per worker. Well, this is the part that kind of shocked me a bit. after paying for government, every worker would equally be left with $5,939.71, which works out to $495 a month or $114 per week. So until we have the Department of Fairness, we'll just have to settle for the current taxing structure, even if that means more debt for a while. And one of the things that we can do in the meantime, and you know, we've had people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett saying how they haven't been paying enough in taxes. Well, they don't have to wait for a change in the law. There's an easy fix. All they have to do is write a check to the government, and I've got a link right here in the article with the instructions on how you send this, you know, gift into the government. And you know, just so we don't run into the break with this, I'll go ahead and pause here so that you can make your observations.
I'm sorry, you said pause for what, John?
So you can make your observations.
Oh. Well, it's always been the case that you can give money to the government. You can gift money to the government. Except why would anybody do that? Because, I mean, I'm talking about the bottom 93%, you know, us. Why would we do that? Because we can hardly make it go now. And I'm thinking about this number that you said, $48,000 would be the, let's see, I go right to the number, $48,251. I'd love to make that. Farmers would love to make that. That would be wonderful if we could make almost $50,000 a year. But we can't. Farmers are killing themselves, literally taking their lives, because they can't make it go. They're in debt. They bought some machines that they needed or thought they needed, and they can't pay for them. So they're committing suicide. That's what's happening. That's what happened during the first Great Depression. It's happening now. People are in financial distress. And what we really need to do, you know, if you read between the lines of what you said, John, the government's out of control. The spending is out of control. We can't pay the debt. And what the government solution is to spend more money. Isn't that called Keynesian economics? Not working so well. As a matter of fact, the chief economist for the Clinton and Barry Satoro administrations committed suicide. Maybe it's because he figured out that he's been lying to us for so long, it's finally caught up with him and he can't stand it anymore because he's plunged the country into almost financial ruin. And that's coming shortly. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Alan Krueger was the economic advisor to the Clinton and Satoru regimes. Captain John Reagan, please continue.
So, like we've talked about, Trump has already donated his salary, you know, not just down to the 48,251 level. So he's really led the way, and there are so many other people that can step up and do their patriotic duty to help have fair pay for the other two-thirds of workers in America. And I think Congress is at the top of that list. You know, I think it's only fair and patriotic to reduce their pay to $48,251.57. As Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi makes the most at $223,500. So she could donate $175,248.43. Most senators and representatives make $174,000, so they can donate $124,748.43 to support fairness. And I really think those socialist champions, you know, Bernie Sanders and AOC, being the leaders of this, should do this immediately to show their support for the workers of America. And why stop there? The other government workers at all levels should do the same, because, you know, that's just what patriots do. Beyond that, imagine if we had all these union workers and leaders making their patriotic fair share of the 48,000. Think of all the patriotic professors and college coaches taking only their fair share. You know, in some states, the highest paid, you know, public employee is not the governor. It's a college coach, and they can be making over $1 million a year. So reducing that cost could make college education more affordable. And talking about athletics, think about all the patriotic professional athletes only taking their fair share. This would allow for lower ticket prices, too, where ordinary people could afford to go back to the game again. Think of all of the patriotic performers earning their fair share, making movies and concerts more affordable where you could go more often. How about all the patriotic media members working for their fair share? That would make news more affordable. How about all the patriotic medical staff, lawyers, and tech workers accepting only their fair share, making these services more affordable? So it wouldn't take much for the one-third of workers doing their patriotic duty, allowing the other two-thirds to make their fair share. While contracts are being changed, Congress could change the tax code to collect all income over $928 a week, which then could be passed on during the tax filing process to give the two-thirds people their fair pay. And that is what equal pay looks like. And I know that's not everything. We can't cover it all in one sitting, because there's other income out there: business income, investment income, retirement income. And then there's the question, you know, what about children? What about people that can't work? Well, that's going to be in part two. But in the meantime, why don't we have Congress start the ball rolling and reduce their pay to $48,251.51. What do you say, Vincent?
Well, I'm looking at some of the incomes of the actors. So, for example, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, $25.5 million. Emma Stone, $26 million. Ryan Reynolds, $21 million. Then you get to Tom Cruise, $43 million. Vin Diesel, $54.5 million. Adam Sandler, he's not even funny, $50.5 million. Mark Wahlberg, $68 million. Then you get to, the page keeps moving on me. But they make a lot. I think they could scale down some of their mansions.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence heading to Nebraska today to visit flooded areas of that state. Historic flooding in the Midwest, killing at least four people and doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
Authorities say a fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company chemical plant outside Houston could burn for two more days, but officials say they don't believe it's posing a threat to air quality in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot? Take my...
When you go to the
TV for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, I've never said this, but it's about time I do. Back in 1980, I founded a company that manufactured in the United States satellite communications receivers. And there was a publication, there were two industry publications, one was called Orbit. It was like satellite industry news and programming, and another one called Channel Guide. Channel Guide was like TV Guide for satellite television. And in 1980, there was an issue of satellite TV Guide, Channel Guide, And on the front page, there was a picture of me and my two business partners. In the middle of the newspaper was an article about a guy named Charlie Ergen. I just looked up the top Forbes top most wealthy people. Charlie Ergen is number 44. He was in the same issue as I was in. And Charlie Ergen was the co-founder and chairman of a company called EchoStar. The new name is Dish Network. Charlie Ergen is worth $10.8 billion as of 2018. He didn't even have a product. He was selling a service. And he launched that to become a billionaire. I'm not complaining that he can, you know, buy and sell me multiple times over. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is these people have so much money that they could actually afford to pay more, no question about it. However, I think the big problem is not so much that as it is that the government is spending us into oblivion and we just can't afford the government. Your take on that, Sean Reagan?
Well, one of the reasons I put this together is because there's a lot of people out there saying that we need more equality and fairness. So I want people to know exactly what they're voting for. And this gives the first installment on that. But keep in mind when I put that in there about government spending, that does not include the unfunded liabilities of Social Security, Medicare, and pension plans. And that's one of the things that I'll be doing in one of the upcoming pieces. I don't know how many parts this is going to end up being, because it's not something you can just write one little article on. It has several pieces to the puzzle. But I can guarantee you by time we add in just the amounts it would take to keep Social Security, Medicare, and pension plans from going deeper in the hole, that we're going to need well over 100% of income to pay for it. And that's kind of been my point with the financial state of the union going back 7 years ago to the first time I was on air with you, is that we can't fix the situation we're in. And it's going to get ugly. It's a situation that we have never seen before in history. It's never been like this. We can use history as a guideline, such as the Great Depression, but things are different from how things were then. And we're going to see what that looks like much sooner than people realize. Recently I talked about how by 2025 we should see where the government, the federal government, would have to borrow money just to pay interest on the federal debt. That's where you know you have problems, when you have to borrow money just to pay interest. So whoever is elected president in 2020 can't stop what's happening, but they will have a big effect on how that affects our lives. And as those 4 years, the next administration evolve, we're going to see the deficits get deeper and deeper. We're going to see the cost of the debt go up and up. And the choice is they either cut spending, which we have not seen government able to do, or they have to pile on the debt even faster to make up for that shortfall. Sooner or later, we hit that point where there's just no more give in the system. even with their magic money trick, MMT, they call modern money theory, where they just print money. They believe they can do so without consequences. It's not going to work. It's possible that trick might buy a few more months, but it can certainly not, you know, get us even another several years down the road. And I think that's, you know, part of what we're here for is what do we do? We can't escape this. And one of the big lessons from the Great Depression is you really need to be in a position to raise some or all of your own food. And back then, you know, my mother was born in Kansas City. So, you know, she lived in a metro area. However, there were family members in Kansas, I believe it was, that were on a farm. And like many people during the Depression, they moved in with family members on a farm so that they could have food. Nowadays, there aren't very many people living on a farm. And even those that do have farms, often it's this monoculture where they're raising, you know, wheat or corn or soybeans. There's just not enough, you know, family that are farmers. I don't know of any in our extended family that qualify for that. So it's going to make these coming times very interesting. Vincent?
As you mentioned that, I was thinking, how many people on my side of the family versus Mrs. Finelli's side of the family are farmers? Just us. Just us. Everyone else is doing what, you know, the average Joe does. You know, they live in cities, they live in the suburbs, they enter data, they sit behind keyboards, but no one is really, you know, we've got one lawyer who I'm ashamed of, but we're the only ones that are actually doing something to provide for other people, raising beef cows. We're the only farmers. And I got to tell you, I don't see many people wanting to be farmers. Young people, it's too hard. If they're raised in a farming family, other than my children, you know, our children, I should say, most of the people who have children that were raised on a farm are thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way. You can make more money, you know, working at a factory. You can make more money someplace else. You can make more money behind a keyboard. And they're looking to get out because it's too hard. You know, you get in the tractor and it's freezing cold and rain's landing on you, unless you're fortunate enough to be able to afford a tractor with a cab on it. It's cold. It's hot. It's windy. It's dusty. And I understand why some people don't want to do it. For me, it's a passion. I love doing it. I love the challenge. But I'm not saying it's easy. It's 24 hours a day. It's lying awake at night thinking about better ways of making this thing work. It flat out is tough. And, you know, people call the farmhouse, and I probably need to apologize for this. People call the farmhouse, and I get these messages on our answering machine. And they think that they can pick up the phone and call me and I'll be here. Well, it's not the case. I'm working. I'm literally working. I do not carry a personal tracking and interruption device with me. I don't do that. When I'm working, I don't want to be interrupted. I'm working. I'm working because when I am farming, I want 100% of my attention on what I'm doing so I don't get hurt. And I expect that of everybody who's working here at the farm, Mrs. Finelli, our children, they need to pay attention to what they're doing. It's dangerous. Another reason why people don't necessarily want to be farmers. And this average salary in the USA, $48,251? That'd be nice. But it's not happening. It's not happening. I think the average salary around our neck of the woods is about half of that. And that's why farmers are going under. They can't even pay their taxes. But at the same token, they're not challenging the big, bad, ugly machine. They're not saying, wait a minute, I'm going to challenge the amount that you're trying to tell me I owe for taxes, personal property taxes. Now I do it all the time. And I can't get other people to do it. John, I think that's one thing we need to do. We need to gum up the works. We need to go John Galt. We need to pull our efforts out of the big machine and gum it up every way we can. That's why I called for Torah, Torah, Torah this morning, first thing. We need to be on the attack. We don't need to be subservient. These people work for us. And there are too many of them. And we're paying them too much. And the sheriffs and their deputies, when they arrest somebody and they take their property and they call it evidence, they put it in an evidence locker, nobody can find it. 10 years later, they have a fire sale. They have an auction. And they sell stolen property. Property they, the government corporation, has stolen from we the villagers. And they keep the money. It's not their property. Class, don't allow that to happen. Challenge them. Make noise. Speak up. Don't be a pansy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John Reagan, gasoline prices up 10% in the last 2 weeks. Food prices keep going up, up, up. Food quality is going down, down, down. Durability on products is going down, down, down. And the cost of maintaining everything is going up. The people in the bottom 93%, which I am one, are feeling the pinch. And I am calling for people who are outraged to speak up and speak out. Any comments? What do you think?
That's just part of what we're going to be seeing more and more of. And let me try and fit this in. You were talking about farmers not making money, plus there's the issue of so many of them are older and there's not the young people filling in. We're seeing similar things. There's not enough doctors, truckers, pilots, military. And what we're going to see is more and more of these occupations being replaced with artificial intelligence and robotics. And this also ties into the upcoming 5G rollout. Because right now, if you're in rural America, you don't have to worry too much about a lot of electromagnetic frequencies hitting you. But this 5G rollout is going everywhere, including the farm, because they plan on using all this tech for agriculture. It's one of the reasons why I'm looking at, you know, if possible, getting out of the country, because there's not going to be any place in the United States that's not going to have coverage, and eventually they're going to have this coverage worldwide, even if they do it from some kind of aircraft to blanket every part of the surface of the earth. But they're going to do that sooner than later in the United States. Vincent?
Dane Wigington is going to be on with us in just a couple minutes. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about, the combination of 5G and the aerosol spraying the metals in the air to be used to control us with 5G programming. I'm very concerned about that. I don't know anyone who doesn't have sickness and death in their families. I'm talking about cancers. I'm talking about all kinds of awful, horrible diseases that people have in their families. And frankly, we didn't have all this when I was growing up. Cancer was rare. Now it's everywhere. It's in every family. John, I'm very concerned about 5G. I think that what's going to happen is when people finally wake up, I believe that there's going to be a shooting civil war. I believe it's coming. I really honestly believe that the shooting is going to start. I don't know when. Of course, I'm not advocating it, but I believe it is coming our way. And I don't think that there's going to be much that we can do to stop it because of the inequalities that you've been talking about. The greed, the stupidity, you put all that together, the arrogance, this 5G, it's not necessary. And why would anybody say, well, I got to have a faster phone? Really? How much are you doing with that phone? How much are you really doing? Are you actually doing anything productive with that phone? Or is it just something that, like a disease that you can't shake? I think it's a disease people can't shake. I don't want people coming.
You don't need the 5G so you can download a full-length movie in a matter of seconds. You have to have the 5G for the massive amount of data that these artificial intelligence and surveillance systems require.
Right. Right, and what I'm trying to say is people think that 5G is going to be wonderful and their lives are going to get better. They're going to get worse, absolutely worse. Everywhere you go, you will be monitored. The banks are doing it. The credit card companies are doing it. The GPS on your phone is doing it. You're being monitored on your computer, what you think, what you say. Even if you use emojis, you know, and you put a smiley face or a frowny face or whatever you do to illustrate how you feel, that is being tracked. And the sensors in these smart devices are looking at your homes. They're looking at the kind of clothes that you're wearing to determine your income level based on how you dress and how you speak. And if you think that the government's interested in protecting D's, Doe's, and Dem guys, I think you ought to think about that again. Captain John Reagan, I really appreciate you being with us and scaring the pants off us as you always do. And I hope that people actually pay attention and wake up and share what they've learned here at USA Prepares. It's true. What we're saying is true. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.